But
what?
Isn't there shear tomorrow?
Not shear for us. Shear kali. Normally we have shear, but we're not going to shear. Okay. Okay. So look in Perek Vav, and Perek Vav is where he gets to the practical guidance, right? Obviously, you can't just learn Torah. Obviously, there has to be some religious framework, spiritual framework, devotional framework. But you don't want to flip the emphasis. You don't want to flip the proportion and the core, the material, the content, the wheat is Torah, and the silo, as you saw the Gevar and Shabbos, that's which contains and preserves the wheat in the core is Yiras Shamayim. So what should you do? So you hear Perek Vav is his practical guidance. Lizos Emes Shezoi Haderech Amitia Shebezeh Bachar Hashem Yisparach Shebekol Eish Sheyachin Adam Atzmo Lilmod Roi Lis Yashiv Kodem Sheyachil. Basically, before you start learning, take a few seconds, a few minutes, to set your orientation and your Yiras Shamayim and to attune it properly to the experience of Talmud Torah you're about to undergo. Now, we'll talk about this in a moment. Do I do this? I don't know if I have the level of piety to do this as much as he's recommending, but at least there should be some recognition. I'm not just learning a text. I'm not just learning a sugi. I'm not just learning another Rishon. I'm trying to connect to Devar Hashem. How does he recommend you should at his level? So you should think about the following things. First of all, you should do vidui. Al kopanim zman mor piyuras Hashem tahara, line number 5. Lisvados al chataso mi umka delipa. Okay, I'm not so sure if anyone's at that madrega yet, where every day before you start learning, you're going to think about all the chatoyim that you accumulated since the last time you learned and do vidui. That takes a high degree of piety. Again, it's important in avodas Hashem to operate within your lane. Not to behave like someone you're not, not to make believe someone you're not. Oh, that gadol did it and that gadol did it. But who are you? What age are you? What station in life are you? And right now, I'm not sure that this is, but the structure of thinking a little bit of time before you learn what you hope to accomplish of learning, I think, is something everyone should try to accomplish. Okay? Hainu, now line number 7. Lehistabek b'chol kochos av dvar Hashem halacha v'zeo dvei kusei yisparach mamash. Not just to perform vidui, but to say, through this Torah that I'm going to learn today, I want to try to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu today. If I'm learning Mitoch Shnei Echali Shafa or Migo Mashu, I'm going to try to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Torah. And the more Torah I learn, the more I'll be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What else should you think about? I'm reading the Nefesh HaChaim a little bit out of order, just to make it more topically organized for you. Let's skip to Perek Zayin. V'lezos. Roy l'adam l'achin atzmo kol eitz kodem shiach l'idmot. L'schashe me'adim kono yisbarach. V'tara salef. Repeat that. L'tara me'avon osav. To perform vidoy. Okay? Begam. The middle part. Yikabal l'atzmo l'atzus l'kayim. I'm learning this Torah not just as a theoretical. I'm learning this Torah because I want to know halacha. Now, some halachos you're not going to really perform in our day when a lot of Bavan see is not halach l'maisa. Mirtz Hashem will learn sukkah soon, and it will be very halach l'maisa. How to build a sukkah, dalet minim. But at some level, this is not just a theoretic. This is not hypothetical. This is, I want to know how to understand Hashem and how to apply Hashem. Vigam, roy l'spalel, the last part of that line, she's a keri sparach l'sukkah shmai to leave the halachasa. So another idea you can have, not just to perform vidui, and not just to say I'm being davig in Hashem, and not just to say almanas l'kayim, but to say, will I be right? I want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to steer me to correct ideas, not incorrect ideas. I want to say the right things. I want to say the right svaras. So these are 4 things that he recommends should stream through your head. We'll talk about the 5th in a moment. Number 1, vidui. Number 2, dvekes b'Hashem. Number 3, almanas l'asos. Number 4, lasukish maitza libet hilchasa. To get to the core, to get to the bottom, to get to the truth. Number 5, which is already starting to border on Kabbalah, says, you know what else you should be thinking? You're not learning alone. Every word of Torah you say, you know who else is saying that Torah? So I've talked about this in this room, that the people whose Torah we're quoting are saying that Torah in Shemayim, which is based on a Medrash. Odinuv v'Maseva, the Shein of Ranan Mihu. That when we say their Torah, they're getting together in Shemayim and repeating their Torah. But he quotes a Medrash, a Gemara actually, that who else is saying the Torah you're learning today? Not just the person, but? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word of Torah you're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, in a way that we can't imagine, this is why it's Kabbalistic, V'lo od, the bottom of the right column, we're now turning back to a previous part, V'lo od, Ela kigam be'osa'es, Shadam osik b'tara lamata. You're learning Torah in this room, in room 21, Yeshivat Har Tzion, about Rubo banan b'chilua, Kol teva, Shemotzi mipiv, Hein hein ha'devarim, Sheyotzim kivayachol gam mipiv yisbarach, Be'osa Eisen, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, that two Amoraim were discussing Pelegesh Begiva, and they saw one of them met Elio, and they asked Elio, what's Hashem doing now in Shemayim? Elio says, of course, what do you think he's doing? He's learning Pelegesh Begiva. Even though it's not Yasser Sadibros, it's not Kriya Shema, it's not one of these fundamentally crucial sections of Torah, whatever part of Torah we're learning. Now, we're going to talk about this, mentioned in the next 2 days, why that's important. It's not just, oh, that's pretty cool. Torah that I'm learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning. Why, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns the Torah, the world is changing. And every word of Torah you learn, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is being repeated, that's creating new worlds. And that's why, oh, you're going to the army? You think you're supporting the world? I'm supporting the world. I'm learning Torah. And we'll talk about where this comes from. Because, oh, you're just, guarding the Gaza border. I'm affecting the entire universe as you can't imagine, all the realities you can't imagine, because my learning of this Blat Gemara is making a Kodesh Baruch Hu learn it and making the worlds be sustained by that. So this is already starting to get into Kabbalah. The real shift is Perek Yud. Perek Yud. Someone once said, if there was a very wise statement, the Reb Chaim, who wrote the Sefer as a polemic against Hasidus, said, I'll not just debunk Hasidus, but I'll use your weapons against you. What were the weapons of Hasidus? Kabbalah. So you say, I'm going to prove from Kabbalah how important Torah is. Because Hasidus used Kabbalah to create Hasidus, which at least in the beginning was a de-emphasis of Torah on behalf of other parts of Avodas Hashem. And he says, I'll use Hasidus to prove to you that not only are you wrong, but I'll take the weapons you're using and I'll reroute them for my own, not my own purposes, but for what I think is the right approach. Okay? Now, V'chein, left column, bottom, not only do you have the right, and should you frame your learning by thinking a little bit of these thoughts before you learn, let's say in the middle of your learning, and you feel yourself getting a little bit, let's call it irreligious. Your mind's racing, you're losing track of Hashem, this isn't a religious journey for you, too much coffee, I don't know, you're too much on your phone. What? So you are allowed in the middle to also take some time for your Shemayim. And that's why he quotes the Gemara and Shabbos actually has two metaphors. Remember the first metaphor of the Gemara and Shabbos, the silo and the wheat? Yerushalayim is the silo, Torah is the wheat, Yerushalayim is the framework, Torah is the content, Yerushalayim protects, Torah is the content. Remember the pasuk the Gemara quoted on Shabbos? Yiras Hashem? He? Otsaro. It's the silo. Then the Gemara is another mashal. And why does the Gemara give another mashal for something which is so obvious, not halacha? The other mashal is, let's say I tell you, Noah, take some tefuah and bring it up to your attic. And I sell you that tefuah. And you say, all right, Tarragon, I want to buy a bushel of tefuah from you and to store it in my attic. If I throw in a little bit of preservative, a little bit of salt, which is their preservative, or what else would preserve their tefuah, then not only am I doing a service for you, but I'm allowed to deduct that from the tefuah. So if someone says, I want a bushel of tefuah, I'll give him a bushel minus, a couple milligrams of tefuah, and the other milligrams will be salt or other preservative, because otherwise all the tefuah will rot, all the tefuah will decay. So I give you a little bit of core of tefuah, and I throw a little bit of melach in. Not only should I throw the melach in, but I'm allowed to. And I'm allowed to deduct the equivalent mass of tefuah, and that's considered a good sale. I'm not deceiving you. The same thing that the Gemara says, the Torah is the tefuah. Yerushalayim is the preservative, is the salt, or whatever other preservative agent. What do you call them today? What's a good preservative they use in all these Entenmann's cakes? You can taste it. These things that are called preservatives. The things that preserve the freshness of the cake, or preserve the freshness of the cookies. What? Right. So you roughly put the little preservative in. So why is the Gemara giving two mashals for the same idea? The Torah is the content, the Yerushalayim is the framework. One is the silo mashal, one is the preservative mashal. So the Neir Shachaim says two things, very interesting. Number one, the silo is generally before. You build a silo, then you put your wheat in. So that means before you learn, you think about Yerushalayim, then you start accumulating your wheat, then you learn. But what about in the middle of your learning, in the middle of a Tosfos? You're trying to understand Hashem's Ratzon, and you want to take some time off to think about religion? Are you crazy? Yeah, you're defrauding Hashem. You want to understand this Torah. You're going to reroute your mind to think about spiritual. Again, at his level, for us, we're so far from this, I think. The second metaphor allows us to put the Yerushalayim within the Torah. The preservative is not just the container, the pre-framework or the precondition, but while you're taking the tefuah, put some preservative into the tefuah. So that's what he writes here. Look at the bottom of the left column, page 97. V'chein be'emtza limud. If you're in the middle of learning, you have the right to take a little bit of time in the middle of learning. And on the back of the next page, and just like you're allowed to put some salt in the middle of the chitin, not just the silo, which connotes before. Second of all, periches, amnan don mina. There's a second ramification to this salt or preservative metaphor. Okay, here's the biggie. Okay, would you ever think of yourself? Here is a great opportunity, guys, to take away something from this Nefesh HaChaim, apply it to your lives, even though you may not be at the level of the Nefesh HaChaim, but structurally you can create an analogy. When you waste time, what do you feel? Okay, so some people don't feel anything, which it's important to start feeling something. Hopefully one of the changes this year is you manage your time differently. Really, time is really valuable and you try to use your time well and maximize your time. But what happens when you just waste time? The last time you were just on your phone for 2-3 hours and you lost control, you watched 2 movies in a row, you binged on Netflix, whatever. Okay, so you feel a little bit bad. At some point you feel a little bit empty of meaning. I hope people like yourselves. Would you feel as if you were a thief? I'm not a thief. I mean, if I stole something of yours, I'd feel terror. I feel like I've stolen something of yours. I've taken your possession. I've taken your cell phone. I've taken your sufganiyah. I've taken your safer. I don't feel bad. I feel like immoral. I've taken something that doesn't belong to me. What about when you're learning? What about the time Hashem gives you and the strength Hashem gives you and you don't use it properly? Do you feel like you're a thief? And what does the Gemara apply thievery to inappropriate behavior in a religious field? I mean, you're not stealing from anyone, which is a famous Gemara.
Bracha.
Bracha. If you eat without a bracha, you steal. So there you'd feel a little bit of the thievery because it's not really your apple. You know it's not yours. It grew from the tree. You know it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu's food. You feel a little bit as if you've taken something that's not yours, at least from a halachic perspective. Would you feel the same way about time? Rav Lichtenstein spoke with us a lot about this concept, that if you don't use your time properly, you're stealing a resource that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You're underusing it. So Rav Chaim at his level is saying, okay, listen to Rav Chaim now. Not for any of us here. That if when you're learning Bav Metziah, you put too much Yirah Shamayim in and you don't learn enough Bav Metziah and you're thinking too much about Musar, what are you? You're a thief. It would be like me selling Noah a bushel of wheat and putting in 70% salt and 30% wheat. That'd be theft. I'm allowed to put 2% salt and 98% wheat because that's natural to preserve the wheat. So the second metaphor, the second consequence that comes from the second metaphor is not just that while you're learning, you're allowed to think about little Yirah Shamayim to keep yourself attuned. But if you have too much Yirah Shamayim, now look at the left column, V'chein, Perek Tes, Binyan, Ahetel, Hafzik, V'emzal, Limud, Shem, Shilu, line number 3, Perek Tes, Leheter, Irav, Hakav, Chukum, Kim, Bekor, Tavua, if I give you a court, Kor is a big measurement. Kav is a small measurement. I give you a big core of Tavua, put a little Kav of Chumta, a little observative, Minanami. If I put too much salt in, then gezel ve'ona, I'm stealing from you. Kein b'inyan hayira. Im yarech b'ha adam, zman yeser migdai michdasa, michdei michdasa, nitzvach yilun, too much yirah shamayim in Musar, lakiyam v'shima rav tfumas atara, in order to protect your Torah, harehu gozel osas man ha'adah, if you're a goslin. You're stealing time from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a really, really good opportunity for you to appreciate how you can learn things that either you're not at that level yet, or it's not exactly your way of viewing the world in total, even if you would be at that level. But you say, you know what? If I'm serious, let me try to apply it to my world. Okay? Listen to what Reb Chaim said in 1820. If when you're learning Bava Metzia, you spend too much time learning Mesilas Yesharim, you're a thief. Okay, you all know what a Kal V'chomer is, right? We talked about a Kal V'chomer. It wasn't all that. So, according to Reb Chaim, if I'm learning too much Mesilas Yesharim, when I should be learning Bava Metziah, I'm called a thief. What if I'm doing too much of, fill in the blanks, when I should be learning Bava Metziah, or for that matter, Mesilas Yesharim? Or for that matter, just reading the newspaper, the time that I'm wasting doing other things of content. You know, I told you, didn't make the joke section last night, but it should have, right? Whenever I hear these big symposiums about Torah Mada, we're for, we're against. You and I both know that if every single Orthodox Jew alive would go home and read 3 hours of Shakespeare tonight, Mashiach would be closer than he is today. Because that's not what they're doing with their time. They're not reading Shakespeare. Oh, we shouldn't be reading Shakespeare. They should be learning Maseches Nida. They're reading trash. They're looking at terrible things. They're involved in stupidity and narishkeiten. Halavai, people should be doing something meaningful. So, okay, so the Nefesh HaChaim in 1820 is writing about people that are learning too much Mesilas Yesharim. maybe for little old me, that should inspire me to learn a little more Tanakh, or a little more Maseches Tainis, a little more Daf Yomi, a little less internet, a little less time wasted. So here you have an opportunity to take a thought concept from the Nefesh HaChaim and say, you know what, that's part of the tools and skills I want to give you. A lot of times people read and they just make this about Svarim and about people. Okay, you see someone walking down and say, I don't agree with his lifestyle. He goes to that yeshiva. All of a sudden, it's all polarities. Either you accept the person full-fledged or you reject the person entirely and you remain trapped in your own little small imagination, your own imaginary self. Rather than saying, like, that person, what about that person's lifestyle and about that person's conduct can I take and then import into my own world and start to, that person has tremendous mesiras nefesh, tremendous hislavos, tremendous commit, whatever. Now let me take that and express it in my own world. So are we going to start to create a world that resembles the world of Reb Chaim Balazhin? No. Is it ideal? Maybe. We can leave that question for another day. Maybe it's ideal. We should all be at the Madrega, the Mesilas Hasharim with Bittul Torah. That means some Madrega to be at. We are so far from that. Don't make believe. Oh, my Rebbe told me I shouldn't read Mesilas Hasharim. That's your one takeaway from Gush. My Rebbe told me I shouldn't read Mesilas Hasharim because it's Bittul Torah. No! That's stupid. It's out of context. But can you take his structure about time management and then apply it into your own day? Maybe not even about Torah, just about using your time productively to do good things, not wasting time. Like I said before, even if it's not translating into Talmud Torah, if you're a better manager of the time Hashem gave you, you don't waste your time extensively, and that's a great takeaway from Nefesh HaChaim that you're able to import into your own life. Okay? So Amir Hashem Perek Yud, we'll shift to Kabbalah. We'll spend the next 2 days describing a little Perek Yud. Again, tomorrow's Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll have Shir probably beginning of Seder, so I don't have to disrupt most of the end of Seder. I just want to try to give you a little bit of a taste of the Nefesh HaChaim. Okay? Yes, Benny.
I just want to apply the lessons of the Nefesh HaChaim while avoiding